The majority of the weight of the Zub must be rested upon the Mishkav and the Moishav, the majority of his weight. So here it says that a person who carries a Zav is different. When we learned about a mishkav or a moishav, if a zav sits down on an object,
right.
So the only time the object is tame is if the majority of the weight of the zav is resting upon the mishkav and the moishav.
Yeah.
When it comes to the laws of nisa and noisei, where it's not a chair, it's not sitting down on a chair, but rather it's carrying an object,
yeah.
Or an object
is
carrying him, carrying. You do not need the majority principle. Even if he's carrying a minority of the object, or a minority, the rule is different. Add that to your collection of klalim. Okay, so here it's in the Mishnah, Dal, Miksas Tami Avatar, Zav Shenisa, Miksasai Al Adam, a Zav that is being Nisa, Miksasai Al Adam
Tar,
being partially carried. Only part of the Zav is being carried. Umiksasai Tar Alatar. Miksas Tame is Alatar. Part of the Tame is Alatar. Zav Shenisa, Miksas Al Adam Tar. Umiksas Tar Alatame. Oi, a new case. Pum Fakert. Even a finger. One finger. Even though there's a stone that Evan Misama, you know, he knows there's no physical contact. Same Yisrael, okay? Chain im Chabor Chabure Tame. What does that mean? Chabure Tame. Hasa'orais oi hatsipornayim oi hashinayim shel azav. Never knew they were before?
Pieces?
Chibure, what is attached? Chavur, whatever is attached. Chibur. Things that are attached to the Zav. Here, teeth and nails. Cartilage. Hasa'oros here, ho'atziponayim nails, oi hashinayim shal Zav alatar, nish nisu alatar, v'chiburei tohar alpumaket, oi hasa'oros to here, ho'atziponayim, oi hashinayim shal tohar nisu al hazav tamei. Hatar kamoshu v'arnu hatar be'akdama l'mishma seinu. So even if, what does that mean? A person's teeth, a person's tooth, it's attached to his body, it's chibur, it's attached. So it's not even the main part of the person's body. It's his fingernail that's resting upon a zav. Or his teeth, or his hair, very long hair, and it's resting upon a zav. The ganzu mensch is tamei. A hesh l'chidish?
No.
The what? If a person who is tahar, has long hair, even short hair, and that the hair is resting upon his zav. Have very long hair.
Resting upon the table.
On a zav. Here is a zav.
Yeah.
And my hair extends all the way out, very, very long hair, and it's resting, my hair is resting upon a zav. Very long hair. The whole person is telling me, really? Hair is not an equal part of the. Well, maybe you'll tell me that if my weight, my body is resting partially upon a zav, then you can say that the zav is carrying me. But to go so far and say that if my hair, I'm over here, and my hair extends all the way over there, it's very long hair, and it's resting upon a zav, I should become tame because my chibure, a part of my body that's not essential, is resting upon a zav, I should become tame. Yeah, that's the chiddush of the Mishnah.
Okay.
Got it? Chibur asaros, it's a part of our shanam shal azav al tar, nisu al azav over chibur tar al tame. Aisha asaros, I see pernaim, I shanam shal tar, nisu al azav tame. Hatar commercial be arna atam back to the same new period. Vaita Rabbi Shimon, no, Rabbi Shimon says, Mix as tame al tar, in mix, mixasa shal azav nisu al adam tar. He says, Mix as he's disagreeing, mix as tame. Alatar in mixes shalazov nisa al adam tar tame. Fine. But she'ein tzarech she'yinase roif hazeh. That's like the Tanakama. But here's the difference. Here is where Rishim comes to disagree. Umiktsas tarah latamei aval tahar a menchet tar. Shenisa miktsasay alatame tar. Shevagoyin zein atame el inke nisa ruba shalatahar alas. But all the way around, if a tar umiktsas tar alatame, if the tar is on top and the tummy is on the bottom, aval tar shenisa miktsasay alatame tar, you need the majority. The ain halacha Rishim. Got it? Chaz the Mishnah. Easy Mishnah. Mishnah Dalet. Easy Mishnah. Miksas Tomei Al HaTor. Who's on top?
Miksas Tomei Al HaTor. Part of the Tomei is on the Tor.
Or Pumfakert.
Or Miksas Tohar Al HaTor. Part of the Tor is on the Tomei.
So, or another example. Chibure Tomei Al HaTor. Forget about the bottom. Or the Sefer Naim. Or Chibure Tohar Al HaTor. In every single situation, Tomei. Whether you're on top, whether you're on the bottom, it makes no difference. Whether the Tahar is on the top, whether the Tahar is on the bottom, makes no difference. Even a fraction is Tomei.
As long as they're touching.
No, not touching. As long as it's been supported. There's no physical contact. We're not discussing.
Talking about supporting. How do you have supporting by the hair?
There's a Zav, and then there's a big stone. There's a big stone, either in the Sama, or there's a sheet. And the here is on top of that sheet. What's the problem? If this is the Zav, make believe this is the Zav.
Yeah.
And on top of this, there's a sheet.
What's being supported here?
And my here is resting upon the sheet.
Yeah.
Which is resting upon the Zav.
Yeah.
So do I become Tamei?
Yeah.
Yes, why? Because the Chibure Tohar, person's Tohar, is resting.
Yeah.
It's not making physical contact.
It's resting.
It's resting. That's called Nisa. That's called Nisa. Yeah. If the Zav is supporting the weight of an object.
Yeah.
That's called Nisa.
Right.
So the Zav is on that. Let's say it's Pumfakir. Let's say the Zav is rested. The Zav, here is something which is Tahar.
Yeah.
And the Zav is here. And the Zav is very long here. And the long here is resting upon the Tahar. The object that's Tahar now becomes Tamei. Because the object that's Tahar is now carrying the Zav.
How did it do that?
I mean, how does it do that?
Where's the stone over here?
The stone is just to give an example where it's just to point out there's no physical contact.
Oh.
Okay, there's no physical contact.
So what's the two cases again? Where it's touching it and
not touching. We're not. I told you there's no touching.
Resting.
Support. Resting. It makes no difference if the Tomei is on top and the Tar is on the bottom, or the other way around. The Tahar is on top and the Tomei is on the bottom. In either situation, the object or the person that was thus far Tahar becomes Tomei, even though it's not the majority of the weight of the object that's Tahar is not resting or supporting the object, the Zav, that's Tamei. Now that's not the case when it comes to a Mishkav and a Moshav. With regard to a Mishkav and a Moshav, the only time it becomes Tamei is only when, what? Only when the majority of the weight of the Zav is resting upon the chair. But when it comes to a person who is resting upon a Zav, or a Zav who is resting upon a person who is Tahar, you do not need the majority of the weight. Even miktsas is enough to cause there to be tumah to occur.
Mm-hmm.
Understand?
Yeah.
Now, then that's to Tanakama. Rabbi Shimon disagrees. Okay, Rabbi Shimon Omer, he disagrees. He says, it depends which way. Miktsas tamei alatar. If the tamei is on top.
If it's a miktsas, if the tamei is on
top. Miktsas tamei is on top, tamei, I agree. If the Tomei is on top and the Tomei is pressing down on the Tahar, even Miksas. But let's say Tahar. Then Miksas is not sufficient. Miksas is not enough. You have to have the majority. The only time we're going to apply the principle of Nisa, when the Tahar is on top is only when the majority of the weight of the tahar is resting upon the tummy.
Wow.
Is that clear to you?
That's a bell.
No, it's not. Your mind is occupied. Something happened. So you got a text. You got your wife called you. And now you're off a tracht. Take a deep breath.
It's good. I like that noise the guy was making. Yes, you would like that noise. Yes.
No one can take away from you what's bashert for you. Your competitor
is garnished.
Garnished. Doesn't exist. New Mishnah. Back Dhamma Lamishna Kodemes, in the previous issue we have mentioned Shain Hazabitami Esamishkov or Samoshov Ashinasa Raiv Gufay Alamishkov Alamashov. In the previous mission when it comes to Mishkov Moshe, you have to have the majority of the weight, the majority. That was the previous mission. We mentioned when it comes to Mishkov Moshe, a Zabi sitting on a chair or a bed.
Yeah. Okay,
cool. Right? Yeah. You need the majority. What does that mean? Let's see. I'm not sure what that means exactly. Let's see what this means. Now we're going back to the sugya of Mishkov and Moshev. The chair and the couch and the bed. Hatame al Miksas Hamishkov. Hatame is sitting on Miksas Hamishkov. Hoya Roiv Hazov. Now here it says over here, Roiv Hazov al Miut Hamishkov. Okay, so it's a very large bed. A very large bed. Does the Zov have to lay out his body over the entire bed in order for the bed to become Tame? Say Dinim. Here one of the two Dinim. How much weight? Let's say the Zav weighs 100 pounds. We learned before that the bed must support at least 51 pounds of the Zav to become Tamei. 51 pounds. If the Zav weighs 100 pounds, the bed must be supporting at least 51 pounds. My next question though is, how much of the surface area of the bed must be involved in supporting 51 pounds of the Zav? Let's say the Zav is only resting on 5% of the bed, and the bed that's this long, and the Zav does not lie out his entire body flat on the bed, but he sits on the edge.
Okay.
On the edge.
Right, he's not sitting on the rubai.
He's not, right, so does the bed become Tame? So you will argue, one can make a following argument, that's just like,
rubai.
Since the majority of the bed is not involved, what are you doing?
I feel like healing here. Yeah, go ahead, yeah.
So the question over here is, if the majority of the bed is not supporting, if the majority of the bed, the surface area of the bed is not being used to support the Zav, maybe you'll tell me that the bed is not Tame. You have to have two conditions. Maybe you'll say that.
Right.
You need two conditions.
Right.
Number one, the bed must support 51 pounds of this person.
Right.
Number two, when the person lies down on the bed or sits down on the chair, the surface area of the object must be involved in 51% of the surface area of the bed or the chair must be involved in supporting 51 pounds of 51% of the weight of the object of the Zav. So what's the halacha? No, it's not true. That's not true.
The halacha is at the edge.
Even if he sits on the edge of the bed, it's good enough. Hatame al Miksas HaMishkav. Hoye Roiv HaZav al Miut HaMishkav. Hatar. Or the Hatar, a person who is tar.
Right.
Al Miksas HaMishkav. So now a person who is tar sits down on the bed.
Same way.
Opposite, right? Oye Shoye Roiv Hatar al Migav Migav al Emir HaMishkav Shal Zav.
Beautiful. Tame. Beautiful. I like that. Hatar. We should make more than like it. It's very comforting. Go ahead. It's like those Yossi has one of those machines that makes noise so he can go to sleep. You ever see these kids? They have these machines. They need the noise. They need.
I never had one of those machines. I never had one of those. Maybe that's the reason all
that's
my problems.
That's why you
all
ended up
my
like
problems
this.
Come like that.
But now everything's good. Rabbi Salzer, you know, figured everything out. Why? What Abba Moshe was doing for you all the time to give you a piece of what he's saying is all about.
What he's saying over
teach
here.
Teach you what can is all.
I can't pause this. This I have to get a new record. Don't say anything because I can't. I worked very hard on this to have shiurim online. So don't make me trouble for my things.
You have to erase it now.
What, you don't believe me? Look.
Am I going to get royalties for this since I'm on this It's
all yours. Schneis, Arla, Bikurim, Chala, Demai, Kalem, look. All yours.
All we did?
All yours. Zavim. See, we wrote this all of our Schneis.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but besides Zavim, we did other stuff. Where's the rest of it?
We're all here. Look.
Which ones did we start from?
Kalem, we learned.
From Arla, we start?
Kalayim. It's an alphabetical order.
Oh, I see. It's okay.
But it's all here. So I don't want you to ruin it for me. All
right.
Everything is Ayin Roy as in Shamas. The Schus HaTzibur. The Schus HaTzibur.
You can take this up with you. Show me a smartphone.
It's not going to help me.
No? All right. Weiter.
Yeah, weiter. So nixas tal the tar, shabisha tal the shayna mishimish did my elm kane nisa al way gushal zav. The chain in which of zav tal mal shi shin love way gushal tar, kumosh shivan of the mushin. The nim says tumma nichnas loy. Nixas tal al mishkav, I was so tar. Oh, let me hear it. Tame, no, I'm sorry to it. The other way around. Now, let's say new case, here's a new case. However, let's say it's the other way around. Let's say it's nixas tal mal mishkav. All the way around. Hoya mixas hazav al mishkav atar. But let's say it's mixas tohar. I show you mixas tohar al mishkav hazav. Afilu al kol al mishkav tar. Ha mishkav tar or your adam tar. Shein a mishkav nitme elim kein nisa olav roiv gufoy shel hazav. Vechein in a mishkav hazav mitame at sheyish nolav rubo shel atar kumosh yavarim bagil mishenu. So, when it comes to the amount of weight that it's supporting, then you do need roif. So the basic principle is that in order for a bed to become tamei from a zav, or in order for a person who's tar to become tamei from sitting on a bed that's the mishkav shel zav, the bed must support the majority of the weight. But the person, the Zav, does not need to be laying out flat over the majority of the surface.
Right. Okay.
So now, here comes the summary. The summary is Nim Seis, comes out. Tuma nichneses loy l'mishkav, v'yoytza mimenu b'mi'utay, shel mishkav. That Tuma can be injected into the bed, and Tuma can come forth and contaminate a person who sits on the bed, even a fraction of the surface area of the bed. Bimiyutai. Shel mishkav, she tumas hazov nichneses l'mishkav atar, ve tumas hamishkav yoytzeis mimenu l'tohar shel gabav, bimiyutai shel hamishkav. Even a small fraction of the bed is enough for the tuma to enter. And once the bed is tameh, even a small fraction of the bed is enough to bring forth tumah to the person who sits and rests upon the bed. The chain yesh she'ein garsim tevazo v'girsim osam varim shepiskazo chayzeres mashnir b'mishnah. Okay, Mishnah Gimel kol hanisav nesal gavi mishkav chutz min adam nasiv shlamed nu halacha. Kikar shel chuma keinu halacha, a loaf of bread of chuma shu nasan al gabi mishkav hazav ve haniyar bein tayim kolaymar sheish Derech Davar Hamafsik Benim Afiluhu Dak Yoser Bin Yar Huyoitzaboy Ben Milamala Shakiko Nisal Gabi Amishka Ben Milamata Nishakiko Nisal Gabi Amishka Tar Hakika Shain Mikabel Tumba Meham Mishkov. It is a general halacha. A general halacha, the only thing that becomes Tameh from a Mishkov is a person. If you have a bed and the bed is an avatoma, and the person who is tar sits down on the bed, the person who is thus far tar becomes tameh. That halacha is unique only to a human being. Gzeres akasa. But if food is resting upon the mishkav and moishav of a bed, nothing happens. Nothing happens, provided that it's not making physical contact. If there is a hefsik, there's even a piece of paper, and on top of the piece of paper is a loaf of bread of truma, which is food, basically it's food. And even the chiddush is even truma, which is very sensitive, because truma has the ability to become shlishi. So it goes without saying, regular chulin, even truma that's very sensitive, does not become tamei when it is being supported by a mishkav u'moyshav shel zav. Right. The only one that becomes tamei when it's supported by a mishkav u'moyshav shel zav is a person, not food.
Right.
Not food.
Not kelim either, probably, right?
Not kelim either. Okay? Surely not kelim. Yeah. If madach, food is not alach as kam v'kam v'kam, because food is much more sensitive. Tar kika v'chein be'evin hamenugas. Okay, the same halacha when it comes to a stone. What's the halacha when it comes to a stone? The negat saras, of negat saras, in kika shel truma munach l'malav na'evin, oyim mitachas l'evin, u'niyom afsik b'neim tar. If you have a stone, negat saras, a stone that was taken out of a building that has saras, so the stone is an av hatoma. What happens if you put upon the stone a piece of paper, and upon the piece of paper you put food, even truma, which is very sensitive? Does the truma become tamei? No. And Evan Menugas is only Mitama Bimago. It's not Mitama Bimasa. Lechain Evan Menugas, Binegat Sras and Kika Shalchuma Munach Lamalam and Evan Mitachstav and the New York and a piece of paper is not your name. Torah Kika, Torah Yeshu Farshim, Shabashin Bol Hashmia, Shin Evan Hamunugas, Mitame Dovba Oihel. The main sort of here is that an Evan Menugas is not Mitama, but this is very Chiddush, because when it comes to this, is very difference between Negat Sras and a mace. A mace is metame be'oyel. If there's a mace in the building, the whole building is tame. If the mace is lying outside in the street, and a person is mile on top of the mace, or a person is underneath the mace goes up and goes down. When it comes to negat saras, the only time there's an oyel is if the bias is tame. If there's a negat, the bias. But once you take the stone out of the bias, even though the stone is the source of the bias being tameh, but now the bias has been demolished and we have a stone, the stone itself is not metameh ba'oihel. So if you're over the stone, nothing happens. You have to touch the stone. Okay, yeah, that's another rule you have to add into your
into your
reservoir.
Repertoire.
What?
Repertoire.
Repertoire, what does that word mean? Repertoire, what does that word mean? Such fancy words.
Yeah.
Sumptuous, repast.
Yes.
Delirious.
I'm surprised you never heard
delirious
this.
Delirious. In your repertoire. The repertoire. The lexicon.
Yeah. Go ahead. Very good.
No, lexicon is a different word. That means the words of your language. Wow. The words of your whatever. Yes, Mepharshim, Shem Sainable Lashmir, Shaina Evan Magas, Metamed of Lokashik, Lokashi, Kishim Ila, Aloysa Dover, Velokisha Dov Mal Leham, Elik Shoysa Evan Im Oysa Dover, Tachas Oil Echad. Unless the stone was in a room, an Oil Echad. Shazehu Tuma Bia Hamura Bibitsaira. The stone has to be in a room. When the stone, who are these guys over here?
The ones that's going to tell Rosh Hashanah
for now. What? Unbelievable, you saw this. You ever know these things?
Never.
You never know these things? Let's call this Mishnah. Okay, this is the Yisoid. Hatamei al Niksas HaMishkav.
Right.
We have a Tamei.
Right.
Who's
only
resting
only
his full weight on the
edge.
On the edge,
not the whole thing.
Or the Hatahar who's sitting on the edge, al miksas hamishkaf tamei.
Correct.
But let's say only 50%, 49% of the weight of the zav is resting upon the bed. Miksas tamei, miksas tamei al mishkaf, or miksas tohar al mishkaf tar. Okay, so nimtzis, it comes out. Once the majority of the person's weight is resting upon a bed or a chair, even if it's only resting on a fraction of the chair or the bed, that's enough to allow the tumah of the zav to penetrate into the bed itself, for the bed to become tameh, or if the bed until now was tameh, it will make the person that's sitting on the bed become tameh. Nimseis tumah nichneses loy v'yotzeis mimenu b'mi'utoy. Okay, even a small fraction. If he's sitting on the edge of the bed, if the zav is sitting on the edge of the bed, so the weight of the zav on the edge of the bed is going to cause the entire bed to become tameh. The chay. Now we go to a new halacha. Kikur al shtol tshuva shu nasa. Now a new halacha. Nay halacha. A kikur, that this halacha that we just mentioned before, we hear that the something that the person is resting his weight upon the bed, he becomes tameh. That is unique to an adam. An adam. But with regard to oichlin u'mashkin and kalim, who are resting their weight upon the mishkav of zav, there is no tuma whatsoever. V'chein kikar shel tshuma shunasun al gabe mishkav, on the bed, and there is no physical contact. Why not? Because v'haniyar bein tayim, there's a piece of paper being mapped between the bed and the zav. Bein milam alan, whether it's above or below, tahar. So the halach is, the kikar is tahar. The kikar is tahar. The chayim b'yevin, ha-menugas. Nu ha-naya halacha, you have an evin that came from a bayis, it's ha-menuga, tahar. If a person is a kikar on top of the evin, there's no tumah, because there's no din oihel in regard to a stone. An evin menugas is not like a piece of, not like a kazayish shalameis. Kazayish shalameis, no, it's not like a mace. A mace is metame. Look, such good boys. See, look at that. Look at this. They come, they daven, they behave. Who are these boys? Look, they behave. Look how well they behave. Look how good they are. Unbelievable, huh? Maybe I should join this yeshiva.
And that's where you are.
They won't take me, though.
Maybe that's where you went wrong.
They won't take me. They won't take me. They'll tell me that I'm not good enough.
Quick, ask him which yeshiva.
What?
Ask him which yeshiva.
Excuse me? Which yeshiva are you from? Where?
In Queens, right?
Which other side? Which?
Over here, Brooklyn?
Yeah.
Oh.
Which other side?
35th. Let me check.
Over here? On 33rd Street?
Yeah, 35th.
Okay, so Beim Mabel Mata Tar Vachin Bevin Mugas Tar Rabbi Shimon Matan Bezar. Rabbi Shimon disagrees. He holds that Evin Mugas is Matan Be'oil. Okay? Satisfied?
Yeah.
So we learned today three Mishnayos.
See what happens when we get here early?
So why don't you wake me up? Today you wake me up.
At 6:14.
Okay. 6:14. So how come the whole week you don't wake me up?
Just wake me up.
The whole week. If you wake me up every single day, it'll
be... The other days he doesn't even answer the phone. You don't even answer the phone.
I fell on the floor the other day. I fell upon the bed.